We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Hei. We're in the middle of the Ramah. We are on page Chaf Dalad, the page following 46. We're up to the second line by the dot, the third word in the second line on page Chaf Dalad. Just to get into the flow of what we were discussing, we basically said in the Ramah earlier that anything that we've been discussing over here, Lagave Chazara, anything that's usher to do for the Jew himself, it's usher lomar le'eno Yehudi lasos. You can't tell the guy to do it for you. So now we're continuing in that mahalach on page Chav Dalad. Lachain nohagim, therefore the custom is sha'enam Yehudim motzien hakederos mina tanurim shematminin bahen. Therefore we have goyim that take out the pots from the ovens in which the food is being insulated, umoshivin osan eitzel tanur beis hachoref o'alav, and they place the pots of food next to the oven of the winter house, the oven that's heating the house, or on top of it, next to it or on top of it. Umaveres hashivcha achakach hatanur ahu, and afterwards they have the non-Jewish maidservant lighting that oven to heat up the house. And through them lighting up this oven, by having the pot of food on top of it or next to it, memela, it will heat up the food as well. So that you have the goy put the pot there, and you have the goy light the oven. However, to have the Jew place the pot on top of the oven or next to the oven, that would be forbidden. Aval ima kederos adayin chamin. But if the pots were still hot, mutter lahamidon eitzel tanur bezachoref, then you would be allowed to put the pot of hot food, of warm food, next to that oven of the winter house. Me'achar shenizbar de tanurim shalonu yeshlam din kira. After we have learned that our ovens have the din of a kira, usmicha bikira she'ena grufa v'katuma, kedin grufa u'katuma le'inyan nesina aleha. And the case of putting it next to the kira, which is not having the ashes cleaned out or covered, it's a regular oven, putting it next to an oven that's not cleaned out is the same as putting it on top of an oven that was cleaned out or the ashes were covered. And therefore, the same way you can put it on top of the oven that's grufa v'ketuma, so over here, if the food is still hot, you could do chazara and return it next to the kira, which is not grufa v'ketuma. And then the Ramah says, "Ukfar nisbar shenogu lahokil b'chazaras b'chazara b'shabes afilu hinicha agave karka." We learned earlier in the Ramah that the minog is to do chazara on Shabbos even if it was placed on the ground. As long as you took it off on Shabbos and you're returning it on Shabbos, if it was placed out on the ground, the Ramah told us based on the Ran that it was okay. V'hu adin lismuch l'tanur she'enu garuf akotum. The same way you could put it on top when it is garuf akotum, you could put it next to it when it is not garuf akotum. Since the pot, the dish, is still hot and it was fully cooked, so you could put it there as well, even if it went on the ground in between. And therefore the custom is also to be matir. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah, which will clarify. Back to page Chav Dalet, we begin with Sivkaton Tzadites. So the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chein ohagim ad le'elkoi. This is again going back to what we discussed, that whatever you can't do, cooking-wise, you can't have a goy do either. Uperusho, the pshat of what's going on over here in the Ramah is, the kevon sha'aser lomer le'eno Yehudi l'hochem, since you're not allowed to tell a goy to heat up your food, l'kach nohogim sha'eno Yehudi nosin atavshil. Therefore, the minog was that the goy would take the dish, sheniskarir l'gamri, that was fully cooled off, Alatanur kodem shehusak, you would place it on the oven that's going to heat up the house before the oven was heated up. Sheoz leka shum iser, because that there's no iser in that. Kevan she'ain shum eish betanur, you're telling the guy just to put my pot of food on top of the oven. There's no heat in the oven. The oven is cold, so there's no iser in that. There's no fire in the tanur. Umashim masik achar kach as a tanur, that which you have a guy afterwards lighting up the oven to heat up the house. Iker kavanoso einu elo lachamim beis achorav tishari. The iker kavana in asking the goy to light the fire in the oven is to heat up your food, to heat up your house. Yechiel, do you mind putting on the air conditioner? So says the Mishnah Berurah, since the Iker Kavon and asking him to fire up the oven is to warm up the house, which is permissible, da kol cholem heim eitzel tzina, because everyone is considered to be sick when it comes to the cold, so you're allowed to ask a goy to put the heat on. Ukumosha kasav so sim and reish ayin vav, like we'll see later in reish ayin vav. Velo lechamim es atavshil. The Irka Kavana in telling the shivcha to light the oven is not because there's a pot of food on top, it's because the house is cold, and you're allowed to tell a goy to heat up an oven to warm up the house. The after have a psik reisha gabi hatavshil shineschamim emela, and even though it's a psik reisha, it's for sure going to happen that the dish that's on top of the oven is going to get warmed up automatically. Mikol makom ba'amira le'ena yehudi to have a shvus delays bo ma'isa. Since amira la'akum, telling a guy to do something for you, is an issa d'rabbanan that doesn't involve an action, lo machmirinan kuli hai, we're not so machmir. Vishari af b'psik reisha, and we're matter even a psik reisha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why we have this Eitz of the Ramah, that your food is cold, you could ask one guy to put the food on top of the oven, and then you could ask another guy to heat up the oven to warm up the house. And since the purpose of lighting the oven is to warm up the house, which you're allowed to ask a guy to do on Shabbos, and the food is getting warmed up, memela, and therefore it's only a psik reisha, you're allowed to tell a guy to do something that will lead to a psik reisha, that's permissible. Now in note 122, he brings down a few different examples where also you're allowed to tell a goy to do something even though it will be a psik reisha. So let's read a few of those examples. Some we had, some we didn't have yet. Ukeinza hitter lakamon. Similarly, we're matter later on. Lomar lenochri lechabed bayis. You're allowed to tell a goy to sweep the house. She'enu merutzaf, even though it doesn't have a regular floor. Afal pisha psik reishu sheyash vegumos. Even though it's pashut that by sweeping the floor he's gonna smoothing out different holes and fill up different holes, which is an Isra on Shabbos, but you're asking the sweep the floor, that's allowed, because that's only a psik reisha. You're allowed to ask a guy to do a psik reisha. Ulam la'el le'inyon etilas kedera shemunachem seviva gecholim. But we did learn above, when you have a pot that is surrounded by coals all around it, we said it's a psik reisha sheyaviras like a cholim atachtonos. V'yechabes alyonos, if you pull the pot out, some coals are going to get lit, some coals are going to get extinguished. And there, Hevi Machlokas and Mutter Lasos Zos Al Yidei Nachri. There, we brought in the Mishnah Berurah Machlokas that you can have a guy do it for you. The Chriya and the Mishnah Berurah came out, Shilotzer Shabbos, Psikreish, Lom Nichle, Yeshlis Mochadas and Mekilim. When it comes over there to Psikreish, Lom Nichle, you can rely on those who are lenient. Now, over here, it's a little bit more tricky because that's a Psikreish, Lom Nichle, because you don't care about the coals, you want your food out. The coals get heated up or get extinguished a little bit, you don't care, that's the psik reisha of nichle. Here it's the psik reisha of the nichle, because here the psik reisha is, by lighting the oven, the food's going to get warmed up, and that's really what you want. So here is a bigger chiddush, here will be a psik reisha of the nichle. So the gra, Shlomo Zalman explains that the gra is matir the case of psik reisha of the lo nichle, and he asks the case of psik reisha of the nichle. But the Mishnah Berurah over here seems to be matir, the psik reisha, even if it is the nichale. And just seeing a few more cases of a simon reish nun tesiv zayin, hitra shulchan aruch listo matanu al yidei nachri. You could ask a guy to close the oven, afal pi sheyesh bo gecholim lo chashos, even though you have coals in there, ubekachu mechabos, even they're like glowing coals and they're going to get extinguished, that's also a psik reisha. So we see all these different examples where you're allowed to ask a guy to do something, which would be a psik reisha. The classic example of this is, you left the light on in the fridge. Can you ask a guy to open the fridge to get something out? It's a psik reisha, the light will open. So if you look at the last paragraph over here, we'll just read a little bit about that case. You have a refrigerator that you forgot to turn the light off before Shabbos. You forgot to unscrew the light bulb or tape it up the switch. So it should not open when you open the fridge. So you're stuck. So Rav Moshe writes, you're allowed to ask a guy to open the fridge for you. Like we see over here in the Mishnah Berurah, a psik reisha by amira lanachri is mutter. You're allowed to ask the guy to do something, even though it will result in a psik reisha. Like over here, he's heating up the oven for the heat, but it's also memela as a psik reisha going to heat up your food. Here also, you're asking him to get out the ketchup from the fridge, but it's automatically going to light the candle, the light bulb that's in the fridge. So Rav Moshe says that's mutter. The Chayin Das Agon Ruchayin Kinyaski also said it's mutter. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Shmir Shabbos, She'itochin she'nechshev hadover k'maisa b'yadayim. It could be that this is considered already a maisa b'yadayim, that you're asking the guy to do a maisa b'yadayim. Ma'acha sh'ad lokas ha'or nasas ha'idei psichas adelas b'ofen kavua u mituchnon. So since it's such an automatic activity that you open the fridge and the light goes on, that's like always going to happen. Not every time you light up the oven is the food that's going to get cooked. But over here, every time you open a fridge, a light's going to open. So Rishon Zalman says that that's a little more chomer, and that would be a problem because it's like asking the guy to turn the light on because it's so pushy that it's going to happen. But anyway, that's the discussion of whether psikresha is mutter. So that's a very lemaisa shaila, like the case of the fridge, and stam whether it has to be nichalei, lo nichalei. That's a little pesach into the sugya. Let's continue on in the Mishavura. We are halfway down Sivkot and Sadi Tes by the period. V'day, you should know the kol ze be'evelech shebetanor be'sachorev shalonu. This is all talking about an evelech in the tanor be'sachorev that we have, which in number 2 in the Targum on the bottom he explains. Be'sachorev is a tanor godol me'od, a very big oven, habonui babinyan, that's built into a building, u'miyuad l'chimam abayas, that's there to heat up the house, like we explained. V'yeshlo toch la'esh v'la'etzim, it has an inside for the fire and for the firewood. V'toch l'malo me'esh b'toch hakir, it also has an inside above the fire in the wall, like a little shelf, v'u'anikra evilech. So it's a little shelf in the oven higher up. So this is all true that you can ask the guy to put it on that little shelf in the Beis HaChorev Shalonu. She'ein derech levashel b'chom milamala gabay atanu, that's not the normal way that you would cook during the week. Lekach nucha lomar, therefore you could tell the guy to do it. De'ein ikir kavana se'ein yehudi ba'hesek rak l'cham habayis. Therefore when the guy is heating up this oven, his kavana is to heat up the house. V'lo levashel kaderos she'om dos milamala gabay atanu. That's not normally your cook, and therefore his kavana is to light the oven so the house can get warmed up. Not so that your food is going to get warmed up, because that's not the normal way of warming up your food. Avala tanurim shekor in English kichen, but these other English ovens, shederech hakol levashel b'chol gabeim lamala. There it is the normal way to be cooking on the top of them. Iser gomer yesh bozel lahamer amacha l'cham al de'einu Yehudi afilu kodem hasaka. In that case, it would be forbidden to ask the guy to put the pot of food on top of that oven, even if it's before the oven was heated up, since that's the normal way that you would cook. So that's already a problem. Because then the other guy who's going to come light the oven afterwards to warm up your house also for sure has intention. He has intention also to cook the pots, because that's normally what they do. That's from the Sefer Tuv Tam Vidas Mehagon Roshoma Kluger and others. So that's what they say. So that's the chiluk that the Mishabura discusses over here between the different types of ovens. But the bottom line is, the Rama said and the Mishabura explains it, that at least in an oven, that you're not cooking on the top of it normally, so then you could ask one guy to put the pot on top, you could ask another guy to light up the oven that heats up the house, because Akol Cholam Eitz Latzina, so that's mutter, and Memela as a Psikresha, the food will get warmed up, that's mutter. But the Rama said that's all only by a goy putting the food on top of the shelf or on top of the oven. But for a Jew to do it, the Rama said it's aser. So that's the Mishavura of Katan Kuf. It discusses that. Aser b'chiyai gavna, to have a Jew do it, it's aser. What Salomar means to say, lahoshiva kederos eitzel tanar be'sachoref o alova filu kodom hesek. To have a Jew go and put the pot next to the oven or on top of the oven, even before the oven is lit, is going to be a problem. It's like a Mishnah in Shabbos that discusses one person brings the pot, one person brings the fire. Even though the first person, by bringing the pot, you're not chayiv, but it's us and the Rabbanon. It's Patra Avalasar, it's us and the Rabbanon. So here also, it's already it's a tag team of two people getting this cooking done. One is putting the pot there, and one is lighting it, and therefore, if a Jew's going to put it there, it would be a problem. Which is not the case if you ask a guy to do it, that's already going to be mutter. Because there the ikir kavana is to heat up the house, and that's permissible. From here, says the Mishabura, we see it, we learn how to heter. Now this is a case, again, that we're not so familiar with, but if you give a goy puts water into a pot that is set up inside the oven and it warms up. We'll see it in a moment in the Mishabura. You're putting it in a pot so the pot won't break from the heat of the oven, so you want to have water in it. That's your kavana. So if the goy fills up the pot, it would be permissible for the Jew to get benefit from that water to wash his dishes afterwards. Even though you could ask the guy to fill up the pot that's set inside the oven, knowing the oven's going to be fired up and the water's going to get heated up, and you use it for your dishes, that's mutter. The kavachomer who? The habitavshil kishen no snow agabe hatanur kavanaso lechamimu. Here, when you ask the first guy to put your pot on top of the oven, your intent was that it should get warmed up. And even so, it was mutter. Kol shekein kan, certainly in this case, where you ask the guy to fill up the pot that's inside the oven, she'ein kavanaso lechamim hamayim. Your kavanah is not to heat up the water. Ela shelo yibaka kedera. You don't want the pot to break from the heat of the oven. So you're asking him to fill it up so it doesn't break. So your kavanah is not really in the water. And therefore, you could use the water afterwards to wash your dishes. And it could be that it's more lenient that even if the oven was fired up already, it was hot, and then the guy filled the pot with water inside so it shouldn't break, even then it'll be permissible. Shari gam came in times there. For that reason, it could be permissible in that case as well. However, if the oven was already heated up, in that case, it would be forbidden to tell the guy to fill up the pot. But for a Jew to put the water in that pot would be awesome no matter what. Even before the Einu Yehudi heats it up. And that which will matter you to wash your dishes with the water that the guy heated up in that pot is dafka kishenim luchlochim bashuman. It's dafka if the dishes are not dirty with a lot of fat. The ilav hachi, because if they have a lot of fat on them, usr lishbuch haroschim aleim mishum shem emacha shuman v'havei nolad. You have a separate problem. You're being memacha, you're smoothing out the fat, and that would be a problem of nola, changing the form of the fat. So rather, what is the eitz if you want to wash your dishes and there is fat on them? You can't pour the hot water on them because that will be nolad. Rather, just put the kli inside the water. And don't pour the water on them, just put them inside the water. That's better. There you're not doing a mice of nolad. By pouring the water on, you're doing a mice of nolad by having the fat like melt away. But if you just put the pot inside the oven, it happens a mela afterwards on its own, so it's more removed from what you are doing. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, and let's see Sivkoton Kuf Aleph. So we said in the Ramah that this Eitzah, we'll call it a shtick with the oven, is permissible to have a guy put the pot of food on top, but for a Jew to do it, we said it was forbidden. That's all if the food was cold. But then the Ramah said, if the kedera was still cham, says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Aleph, afilu ein hayatz lodes b'hem. Even if it's not boiling out, it's just warm. Smutter lahamidon kuf beis. It's mutter to put it there. Afilu Yisrael, even a Jew could put it there. Afilu l'achash shehusuk. Even if the fire is burned up already, the Jew could take the pot that's still a little bit warm from inside the oven where it was, and he could place it on top. That would be chazara. Sivkotar kuf gimel, as we turn to page 48. He could put it eitzel, I'm sorry, he could put it near the tanur beis achoref. Aval alov. But to put it on top, the koshigen besocha would be aser. So on top or inside would be aser. You could put it next to it. Kevan she'eno gar v'katam. Since l'maisa, this oven does not have the coals cleaned out, the coals are not covered, and therefore it would be a problem putting it inside or on top, but you could put it next to it. V'afilu kodem hesek aser liten olav. And even before you burn it up, it's aser to put it on top. Mishum chshashem yechata achagab b'gecholam l'har bal skumo. Because they were worried that you might come to stoke the coals even afterwards when it gets lit up, to increase the heat. Shakadero shilamalo yinotachim. You want to make the pot that's on top, you want to make it boiling, so a word, you might come to soak the coals. V'ha'olam nagu heter liten olav kaderos chamin kodem hesek. However, the minhag ha'olam is to in fact put the kaderos that are hot on top before the oven was heated up. V'yesh lama mashi yismuchu. They have what to rely on. K'moshe kasabnu le'el ba'os pei aleph. Ayin sham. Like we saw earlier in pei aleph. If you look back at pei aleph, it's back on page Chaf Gimel. So we saw over there, the case in the Mechaber was that one who wakes up and sees his children's about to burn, he could lift it off the heat source, put an upside down pan or pot, and then put it back down on top. And that was following the rules of Chazara. The Mishnah Berurah wrote over there in Pei Aleph, because that makes it, by putting the pot upside down, makes it like Gruf of the Ketumah. I'm reading Pei Aleph, Shere HaKedera Sosemes Piyakira. Memela Mutter Achakach Lohosim Aleh HaKedera Shadash HaBasocha. And then it says, "Ulufiza hu adin gam betanurim shalonu gishayish besocha." According to this, the same thing would be true with our ovens if the fire is inside. Gam kein shari litein lamala al gabe maziva shalatanur. You could put the food on top of the oven because as long as you have a separation, that makes you like garva katum. The same way you're flipping over the pot on top of the fire, so putting it on top of the oven would be okay as well. Because the maziva is mafsik bein akadero ben ha'ish. But then we said that the maril was machmir, that you have to put some kind of separation of wood. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here on page 48, where he says, ha'olam nogu heter liten olav kadero schamin kodem hesek. The minhag olam is to be matir, to put the pot of warm food on top of the oven before it's burnt up. V'yesh lav mash yismuchu kumosha kasanu el ba'oz pe'alef. That was what we just read. But achar hesek lo yinokein. But after it is fired up already, you shouldn't be knowing that way. Rak tzorach liten ezadaf o eitz tachas agadero lakeru v'kanal b'shem maril. That's really the case over there, where the maril is makbid, that if the fire was already going in that oven, and you want to do chazara to the top of that oven, even though it's considered garfa katun, that you have the top of the oven separating, you still have to put an eitz. And therefore the minhag ha'olam is to in fact move it to another oven before it's heated up, but if it's already heated up, you should have an additional piece of wood over there. Let's finish out the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaton Kuf Dalet is going on that which the Ramah told us, that the smicha b'kederish in a group of a ketumah, here we're discussing putting the pot of food next to the oven that is not garf akotum, that's the same as putting it on top of an oven that is garf akotum. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Dalet Rotzalomar, the chihechi dehasu mutil hasu afilu b'shabas, just like you can do chazara on top of a kira that is garf akotum, Ochanami mutter lismok bakira v'tanurim shalonu av she'enu garf. The same way you can put it on top when it is garf akatum, you could also put it next to the oven, even though it is not garf akatum. And then the Ramah ended off and said, we already learned earlier that when it comes to chazara on Shabbos, even if you put it down on the ground, the Ramah held like the Ran, that if you took it off on Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos, it's okay even if you put it back on the ground, or you didn't have in mind to put it back. So too over here, when you're putting it back, not on it, but next to it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kofeyuk Farnes Bayer, Hu Inyan Bifnei Atzmo, this is a different Inyan that he's addressing, but Rotzalomar means to say, Ki Heichi Dil Inyan Chazara Agabe Grufa, just like we discussed earlier when it comes to doing Chazara on top of an oven that's Garuf, or on top of a stove that's Garuf Akotum. We explained earlier, Din Mutter Afilu Hinichav Agabe Karkam Mikodem, we said you're allowed to put it down on the ground before you do the Chazara, that would be okay. So who adin l'inyan lachzor v'lismoch eitz al tanur she'enu garuf. So too the same thing would apply to do chazara next to an oven that's not garuf. And this girl Ella we're discussing over here. Afilim hemido mikon magabe karka gam kei mutter. Even if you put it on the ground before, it will be permissible. So again, it's a second connection. The way the Mishnah Berurah is understanding the Ramah, it's the second connection between doing chazara on top of the kira that's garuf akatum, and over here putting it next to it. So first we discuss the same way that you could do regular chazara on top of a kira that's garf akatum, you could do it next to a kira that's not garf akatum. And the same way that when it was garf akatum, you could put it on top, even though you put it on the ground in the interim, in a case where you took it off on Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos, lefid the ran. So to over here, when you're putting it next to an ain't a garf akatum, you could also put it on the ground before you put it there, and it will also be okay for chazara if they were both on Shabbos. That concludes Simon Reish Nun Gimel, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Simon Reish Nun Dalet.